Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Tuesday, May 13, 2025.
Breakthrough in neurodegenerative disease research. Researchers at the Walter and Eliza Hall Institute of Medical Research, or WEHI, in Melbourne, Australia, have made an exciting discovery in the battle against neurodegenerative diseases like Parkinson's and Alzheimer's. They identified a small molecule that stops a protein known as the cell killer, which is crucial for cell death. By blocking this protein, the molecule helps protect the energy-producing parts of cells, allowing them to survive longer. This groundbreaking research involved testing over 100,000 compounds at the National Drug Discovery Center, highlighting the commitment of scientists to find effective treatments for currently incurable conditions. Published in the journal Science Advances, these findings represent a significant step forward in medical research. If further studies confirm its effectiveness, this discovery could lead to new treatments, offering hope to millions affected by these debilitating diseases. The ongoing work of researchers like Grant Dusen and Lee Kaming at WEHI continues to push the boundaries of medical science.
Gaza's growing humanitarian crisis. On May 11, 2025, Palestinian and United Nations officials raised urgent alarms about a worsening health crisis in Gaza, driven by the ongoing Israeli blockade. With 64% of medical supplies gone and 43% of essential medicines completely depleted, emergency departments are struggling to cope. Bassam Zakout, director of medical relief in southern Gaza, revealed that over 4,000 children are waiting for critical surgeries, with many showing signs of malnutrition and severe health issues. Abdul Salam Sabah, director of the eye hospital, warned that a lack of medical equipment for eye surgeries could lead to a collapse of surgical services. The UN Relief and Works Agency for Palestine Refugees has sounded the alarm on social media, stating that the longer the blockade lasts, the more lives will be irreparably harmed. Thousands of trucks are lined up, waiting to deliver vital supplies. Since the blockade began on March 2, 2025, following the end of a ceasefire with Hamas, the situation has only deteriorated, with over 2,700 Palestinians dead and more than 7,500 injured. Organizations like World Central Kitchen have had to halt operations due to shortages, worsening hunger among vulnerable populations, especially children.
PKK disbands, signaling a new era in Turkey. The Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK, has officially announced its disbanding, bringing an end to a decades-long insurgency against the Turkish state. This pivotal decision, revealed on May 12, 2025, follows a congress in northern Iraq, where the PKK operates. Their jailed leader, Abdullah Öcalan, called for this dissolution, stating that the group has fulfilled its historic mission and will now seek to address Kurdish issues through democratic means. This development could reshape the political landscape in Turkey and its neighboring countries, including Iraq and Syria, where Kurdish forces have worked alongside U.S. troops. Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan views the PKK's disbanding as a vital step toward a terror-free nation. As the Turkish lira trades at about 38.74 to one U.S. dollar, the economic backdrop adds another layer to this significant moment. The PKK's dissolution may lead to improved conditions in southeast Turkey, a region heavily impacted by the conflict.
Yoon Suk-yeol's trial, a turning point in South Korean politics. Yoon Suk-yeol, the former president of South Korea, is currently facing serious charges of insurrection in a high-stakes trial at the Seoul Central District Court. This trial marks a dramatic moment, as it's the first time he entered the courtroom through an open entrance, rather than the underground parking lot used in previous hearings. The charges stem from his failed attempt to impose martial law in December 2024. If found guilty, Yoon could face harsh penalties, including the death penalty or life imprisonment. His impeachment by the National Assembly on April 4, 2025, followed this controversial attempt. This trial is not just about Yoon, it reflects deep tensions within South Korean politics and could have lasting implications for the country's future.
South Korea's presidential campaigns amid economic challenges.
As South Korea faces a critical moment, two candidates are vying for the presidency amid economic uncertainty. The snap election is set for June 3, 2025, following the ousting of former President Yoon Suk-yeol, who faced backlash after declaring martial law. Lee Jae-myung, the frontrunner from the Democratic Party, energized his supporters at a rally in Seoul, sharing a message of hope despite legal challenges, including a bribery scandal linked to a $1 billion property project. On the other side, Kim Moon-soo from the People Power Party kicked off his campaign at a bustling market, connecting with local merchants while enjoying traditional Korean sausage soup. His focus is on reviving small businesses and strengthening ties with the United States, proposing an immediate summit with U.S. President Donald Trump to discuss trade tariffs. As the election approaches, both candidates are tackling crucial issues like economic recovery and national security, which will significantly impact South Korea's future.
Republicans consider tax changes under Trump's proposal. Republicans in Congress are gearing up to announce their decision on President Donald Trump's plan to raise taxes on wealthy individuals, a notable shift from traditional Republican tax policy. The House Ways and Means Committee will reveal key details of this tax law, which is part of a larger budget aimed at boosting military spending and improving border security. A major point of discussion is whether this new law will fulfill Trump's promises to eliminate taxes on tips, overtime pay, and Social Security benefits. Trump's willingness to tax the wealthiest Americans diverges from long-standing Republican principles. Proposed changes include increasing the child tax credit from $1,000 to $2,500 by 2028, potentially providing significant relief for families. However, Republicans are divided over spending cuts to essential programs like Medicaid and SNAP. Some advocate for cuts of up to $2 trillion to enable larger tax reductions, while moderates resist these cuts. Democrats are concerned that this proposed law favors corporations and wealthy individuals over vulnerable populations, including children and seniors. The outcome of these discussions will shape the future of tax policy in the United States.
Iran prepares for Putin's visit. Iran is gearing up for an important visit from Russian President Vladimir Putin, confirmed by spokesperson Fatemeh Mohajerani. Scheduled for May 12, 2025, this visit follows Putin's notable trip to Tehran in 2022, marking his first journey outside the former Soviet Union after the invasion of Ukraine. With a history of both friendship and rivalry dating back to the 16th century, Iran and Russia recently strengthened their ties with a long-term partnership deal focused on military collaboration and economic support. As the visit approaches, discussions are expected to center on arms deals and joint military exercises, raising questions about regional security dynamics. Strengthening these ties could increase tensions in the Middle East and shake up global oil markets. What might this mean for the future?
Political turmoil in Bangladesh. The Election Commission of Bangladesh has suspended the Awami League's registration, preventing the party led by former Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina from participating in upcoming national elections. This decision follows a ban on Awami League activities by the interim government, citing national security threats and ongoing investigations into war crimes linked to the party's leadership amid intense protests that have resulted in many deaths. For over 20 years, the Awami League has dominated Bangladeshi politics. Sheikh Hasina, who controversially won her fourth consecutive term in 2024, fled to India in August due to escalating protests against her government. The interim government, led by Nobel laureate Muhammad Yunus, has promised reforms and suggested that national elections might be delayed until 2026. Opposition parties, including the Bangladesh Nationalist Party led by former Prime Minister Khalida Zia, are calling for early elections and a return to democratic governance. The unrest began in July 2024 with student protests over job quotas, escalating into one of the most chaotic periods since Bangladesh's independence in 1971. The suspension of the Awami League's registration raises serious concerns about the future of democracy in the country, as many supporters may feel marginalized, potentially leading to further unrest.
Pope Leo XIV advocates for press freedom. On May 13, 2025, Pope Leo XIV, the first American pontiff, spoke to about 6,000 journalists at Vatican City. In his first meeting with the press, he highlighted the great importance of free speech and called for the swift release of journalists imprisoned for their work. The 69-year-old Pope received enthusiastic applause as he entered the auditorium. He urged journalists to use their voices to promote peace and reject violence, standing in solidarity with those jailed for seeking the truth. His message underscored pressing global issues surrounding press freedom, especially in authoritarian regimes. The Pope's heartfelt plea serves as a powerful reminder of journalism's vital role in democracy. He also shared lighthearted moments with the audience, thanking them for their coverage of his election and encouraging ongoing dialogue for peace. What does press freedom mean to you in today's world?
U.S.-China trade talks boost stock market. On May 12, 2025, U.S. stocks soared after the announcement of a temporary rollback of tariffs between the United States and China. The Dow Jones Industrial Average jumped by 1,160.72 points, reaching 42,410.1 points, while the S&P 500 and NASDAQ Composite Index also saw impressive gains. Important trade discussions in Geneva, Switzerland, were described as very productive by U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, leading to reduced tariffs on both sides. This agreement is a crucial step in easing trade tensions that have affected global markets. Companies like Tesla, Apple, and Nvidia, which rely heavily on Chinese supply chains, led the market rally. Analyst Dan Ives from Wedbush noted that the automotive sector could be the next focus in U.S.-China talks. Meanwhile, President Donald Trump signed a presidential directive aimed at lowering domestic drug prices, which may influence prices abroad but could boost revenue for U.S. pharmaceutical companies. Overall, the combination of easing trade tensions and actions on drug pricing has fueled optimism among investors, pushing stocks to their highest levels in weeks.
Kato and Bessent to discuss currency at G7. Japanese Finance Minister Katsunobu Kato will meet U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent at the G7 meetings in Canada on May 13, 2025. This important gathering will bring together finance leaders from Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, the United Kingdom, and the United States to tackle key issues like foreign exchange policies and currency stability, which are vital for global trade. Cato aims to continue their discussions on currency policy that started in Washington, D.C. last month. While they agreed to keep the conversation going about currency movements, they haven't set specific targets for the Japanese yen, which currently exchanges at about 0.0067 U.S. dollars. This means 10,000 Japanese yen is roughly 67 U.S. dollars. The results of these talks could significantly shape future economic policies and trade agreements, highlighting Japan's commitment to addressing currency challenges that affect its economy.
Perplexity AI's ambitious funding plans. Perplexity AI, a cutting-edge startup in artificial intelligence search tools, is in advanced discussions to raise $500 million in funding. This investment could boost its valuation to an impressive $14 billion. Led by the venture capital firm Accel, this funding round reflects the growing excitement around AI-driven solutions. Perplexity AI offers unique search tools that summarize information for users, similar to popular platforms like OpenAI's ChatGPT and Google's Gemini. The rapid rise of AI chatbots has drawn significant interest from investors eager to support innovative companies. Earlier this year, Perplexity aimed to raise between $500 million and $1 billion at a valuation of $18 billion. With backing from Nvidia, the startup gains both credibility and technological strength. In a noteworthy development, Apple is considering integrating AI search providers like Perplexity into its Safari browser, potentially expanding its user base. What could this mean for the future of AI in our everyday lives?
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's headphone news. News summary brought to you by AI.